thank God Almighty first. I thank you all for with us in this building. And first of all, I want to thank the people of creaturesfires.com. And I like to mention the this channel's name. He is the person who sent me invitation for 3 times, and I got the visa. And I'm very thankful for the good opportunity. Today we here at Theo Chitra Christ and the team has to know the people here. Also I am thankful to the Gandhi Chitra Christ for taking care of me and my work and all of my schedule. God. And I want to specially mention the name of the David Hesse. He is taking care of my monies. He used to send each month. And that's about the work. And I like to share a few facts about my work. Now I have been working with 6 congregations. My son working with me. And recently I started a new congregation and also rebuilt a congregation that was disturbed by the Seventh Day Adventist people. And in this month, I mean this year, March 1st, we started a Christian school, it's called as Indian Christian School. Now we have 19 orphans in my home. My wife cooked 25 people, thrice, 3 times every day. And I'm taking care of some HIV people who also are suffering with HIV problem. And also, I used to help with the boy who had the cancer. And also, I'm taking care of some aged widows who are not able to get their cataract surgery. This is what I'm doing now. And it's a great honor to me to give this great good opportunity to speak at this good lectureship, and thank you to Tim and also Theo Chitra Christ. It's possible for me because of my supporters, good supporters. It's all of the blessing of the Lord God Almighty. That's about it. It's about my work and about and I want to tell about my family. I have a good wife and 3 teenage children, all are Christians.
Yes. Amen.
And now I'm going to my topic. I'm an Indian and coming from India, we have the government and ruled by the Hindu people. And we are under their control and we obey them and pray for them. And we have a constitution. We have a constitution that was prepared by our people in 1947, after British people gave the freedom for us. After that, we made 92 amendments. In 62 years, my parliament, our parliament, Indian parliament, made 92 amendments. The simplest seat in the parliament made discussions and used to change the constitution and make the amendments. Now it's totally, I think, probably 92 amendments are there in the constitution. If I have a plan to come to USA, I have to get the permission from my government. And also I needed to get the permission from the USA government, that is the visa. So I have the permission from my government. And also I have the permission from the American government. And if you not able catch my accent, I have some translators here. Dextanio, Sheila, and Transman, and Larry Parrish, and David Hersey, and Junior David, and Jim Hester. There are so many translators. You can ask them after the after my. So we need to obey the government. As an Indian, I obey my government. And even they are Hindu people, Hindu leaders. They don't believe in the Bible. They have their own faith. But we obey. But I'm an Indian. I born in 1962. From that onwards, I have the citizenship in India. So, I am a citizen in India. So, I have an earthly kingdom. There is a, in India, I have an earthly citizenship. That is in India. And you also have an earthly citizenship in US. Do you have any, don't you have, sir? You have the citizenship in USA. I like to get citizenship in India, but I don't like it. But you have the citizenship in US and I have the citizenship in India. So I have the ethnic kingdom. I am a citizen of India. So I am a citizen of India for the last 47 years. So then, I learned the truth from my parents and grandparents, and understand that God planned for my salvation through His Son Jesus Christ even before God created the world. Ephesians chapter 1st chapter 44th verse. I think you are trying to catch my point. I learned the truth and I understand that God planned for my salvation even before He created the earth and heaven. And I learned that His Son built that church and that church came with the hope. And He said unto them, verily, I say unto you that whatsoever some of them stand here, who shall not taste the death till they have seen the kingdom of the God come with power. Mark chapter 9, first verse. And He sent the power on first Pentecostal day after His resurrection. And God At that time, you all know, Peter was a preacher, and 3,000 were baptized into Christ. So, the church came with the power, and the first Pentecostal day is 33 AD, after the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And I learned the truth and obeyed the gospel and baptized into Christ 24 years back. So after that, I got citizenship in Lord's kingdom. When I baptized into Christ, He added me to His kingdom.
Amen.
So I have two citizenships. Yeah. One earthly citizenship and another one heavenly citizenship. So we can understand there is a earthly kingdom and there is an heavenly kingdom. So every Christian has citizens of two kingdoms, earthly kingdom and heavenly kingdom. By birth, you will get your citizenship in here on this earth. And by born again, when you baptize into Christ, you will get another citizenship. It's in the Lord's kingdom. So we have an earthly king, and we have a heavenly. Who is our I have ethnic king. We have ethnic king. Now my president, my prime minister, who's the government there, is his name is I am not able to remind him. But there is a ruler there. We are under his control, and we are there in His kingdom. And all of us are members of His kingdom, Lord's kingdom. This is all of my introduction. Just I want to tell, we have two kingdoms, earthly kingdom and heavenly kingdom. And there is an earthly king and there is a heavenly king. So we can know about earthly king from looking at our text, which teaches that Saul was an earthly king but appointed by God. When we go to the Bible, the first king was Saul. He was appointed by God. Before that, I like to check one more point. Note here. In the beginning, Israel had God as their king. And when you saw the 1 Samuel 8th chapter 7th verse, and when he saw the Nahash, the king of the children of Ammon, came against you, he said unto me, Nay, but a king shall reign over us when Jehovah your God was your king. But Israel, they made an earthly king. First, Israel had a king, that's God. There is no earthly king for the Israel. God ruled the Israel, but Israel wanted an earthly king, so that God provided an earthly king, that is the Saul. Then we have several kings, Saul, David, Solomon, etc. So there are so many earthly kings. And here I like to read this one, 1 Samuel 10th verse 24th chapter. And Samuel said to all of the people, See ye him whom Jehovah had chosen, that there is none like him among all the people. And all the people shouted and said, long live the king. They wanted an earthly king, a son for their God appointed. But Saul lost his kingdom when he denied the commands of the Lord God. So I want to share the manner of the earthly king. I'm trying to divide two types. A manner of the earthly king. I'm sorry. I'll forget this one. Earthly kings and heavenly kings. Here you can see the manner of the earthly king. I forget the PowerPoint presentation. Sorry. Earthly king and heavenly king. Manner of the earthly king and manner of the heavenly king. Before he is God going to appoint Saul for the Israel as a king, he tried to explain them about the manner of the king, manner of the earthly king. So you can read there, if they have an earthly king, how he treat the Israel, how he treat all of the people. So he said, we can see it in 1 Samuel 8 chapter 10 to 17 verse. He will take your sons, God said, he will take your sons and appoint them for himself, for his chariots and his horsemen, and some shall run before his chariots as captains over thousands, as captains over fifties, and some set them as a ear his ground, and to reap his harvest, and to make the instrument of war and instruments of his chariots. And he will take your daughters to be confectionaries and to be cooks, and also to be bakers. And he will take your fields and vineyards, olive gardens, give them to his servant. And he will take the tenth of your seed of your vineyard and give it to his officer and to your servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your good, godliest young men and your asses and put them in his work. And he will take the tenth of your sheep, and you shall be his servant. This is the manner of the earthly kingdom. So you can see, you can read all of all of the Israel experienced all of these things. They are appointed as a chariots and horsemen and chariots and captains of thousands. The Israelites faced all of this problem. So if we have an earthly king, will we have some problems? Because of that, God did not like to provided an earthly king, but they did not request it. They demanded and wanted a king, an earthly king for them. And then God provided. This is the character and behavior of the earthly king. And God gave them an earthly king, Saul, who did exactly what God said he would do. But Saul lost his kingdom when he denied the word of God. 1 Samuel 15 chapter 28 verse. And heavenly kingdom. All the Christians have heavenly king, as I said before. All the Christians have the citizens of heavenly kingdom and the heavenly king. Let us look into our text. Here we can see the words of Jesus. John 18th chapter 37th verse. We have to know who is the heavenly king. When he came to the earth, Lord God sent his begotten son to the earth, and he did so many miracles to confirm the world, to confirm the church, and to prove himself as the Son of God. And when these people saw all of these things, they wanted to kill him. They wanted to kill Jesus. I will explain you some more. Here we can see that the words of Jesus, who the heavenly king is. Pilate said unto Jesus, art thou a king then? Art thou a king then? In my word, are you a king? God and Lord Jesus said, Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. I have seen here so many kings and queens. Do you agree with me, sir? Kings and queens are here. I'm the king of my family, you are the king of your family. If my wife agree with me, I am the king. If my wife did not agree with me, I'm not able to be a king of my family. So I appreciate my wife agree with me as a husband. So here Jesus said, Jesus answered, thou sayest that I am a king. So God, Jesus himself said that he is the king. But he's not about the earthly king. He's talking about the heavenly king. On the first Pentecost, so after the resurrection of Jesus, God anointed him as the Lord of his kingdom. Therefore, let all of the house of Israel know assuredly that God hath made the same Jesus who he have crucified, both Lord and Christ. Acts 2nd chapter 13:6 verse. Now we can understand that Christ is the heavenly king. So we have the earthly king and the heavenly king. So now we can go, what is the manner of the heavenly king? Here you can read already. His birth was prophesied in Genesis 21st chapter, 12th verse, Genesis 12th chapter, 3rd verse, Genesis 19th chapter, 10th verse, Asia, 7th chapter, 14th verse. There were so many prophecies. And he will the rest. He lessened himself and born in manner. You please try to understand the differences of a mannerism of a earthly kingdom, earthly king, and the manner of the heavenly. He wanted to get taxes from us. He wanted to use our children as his soldiers. He wanted to use our children as his chariots. He wanted to use our children to capture the other kings. But here the heavenly kingdom, heavenly king, told himself that Matthew 1st chapter, 11th chapter 28 verse, he He will give the best. If I go to the, if I go, if we go to Him, He will give us the best. And He wanted to, if the applicant need the blood of our case to capture the other kingdoms, but the Christ, Lord Jesus, gave His blood for our salvation. And also He died for us. Romans 6:10. And He is the way, the truth, the life and light. And He makes us as the children of God. He makes us children of God. And ethnic King makes us as servants. And Heavenly King makes us as the children of God.
Amen.
And we have to wash the feet of the king, earthly king. And the heavenly king washed the feet of the disciples. He wanted to show the obedience. He wanted to show how to be obedient. And he built his church. And he forgave our sins. If we did any wrong, we have to pay some penalty for the government. Of course, if we hear, if we did any wrong, we have to be also punished here with the heavenly king. Okay, now he sits right. He sits right side of the throne of the Father and plead for us. And He is going to come again for His church. These are the qualities. These are the manners of the earthly king and the heavenly king. You can understand why I want to share these facts. Let's go to the fourth point. Honor. My subject, Brother Tim has to give his subject. Honor the king. These are all the information I try to give. Honor the king. The Merriam-Webster online dictionary defines honor as a good name or public esteem. It carries the meaning that honor applies to the recognition of one's right, great respect, or to the expression of such a recognition. We have some people who honor their kings. We cannot. Some people use to honor their things in some ways. Here I can show some pictures here. Here you can see that our brothers, two brothers, the Peter and Paul, are the citizens of two kingdoms. They are like us, earthly kingdom and the heavenly kingdom. You can see all of the people. How the people honor. Some people honor the king by making coins. Some people honor the king by naming their cities, their name, and some people dance before them, and some people build a statue to honor them, and some people have the flags, and some people blow and fireworks, and so on. You can see all of these things. You can know all of these things. We have the names on our president's name, state, Washington. And in India, we have a district headquarters. He's a political leader, a good political leader. His name is Prakasam. He's a Prakasam district. And my country has another name. It is Bharata Desam. Bharata Desam. Bharata Desam. He is the one of the ruler of my country. Bharata is one of the ruler of my country. So my country people, my ANC, Indians made another name to my country. It's called Bharata Desam. Bharata. Country of Bharat. So we used to honor our earthly kings in these ways, by coins, by constructing the statues, by building the buildings, and name the several things in their honor. So, next, we can look into 1 Peter 2nd chapter 17th verse. Honor all men, love the brotherhood, fear God, honor the king. This is the words of Peter, who is one of the members of the inner circle of the Lord Jesus. And he is under the control of Nero. He is at the Rome. Nero was the king, but Peter was referring to in this passage. Peter died by the hands of Nero somewhere between 65 and 67 AD. Nero tortured Christians and brought the most severe Christian persecution the world ever known up until that time. Nero was notorious for sexual exploits and ended up killing his own mother while in power. But Peter was inspired to command the saints to honor this king, even though he was cruel and wicked and was involved in many evil things. So Peter was troubled with Nero and died in the hands of Nero. And that Nero was killed his mother also. But he honored, Peter commanded us to honor the king. Even he is a cruel or murderer or a notorious king. This is what I want to share. And Christ also honored the king, earthly king. In a question among the Pharisees, he answered, pay tax to the Caesar and honor the king. Pay tax to the Caesar and honor the king. Luke 20th chapter 25th verse. You can see that. Pharisees tried to disturb the Jesus and trying to get some other answer from the Jesus. But he did not rejected to honor the king. But he honored the king and he advised them to pay the tax to the government. And to have another example here, Peter, the person who is one of the Christ inner circle, God answered paying of tribute. You can see it's Matthew 17th chapter 27th verse. Now to withstanding, lest we should open them, go though to the sea, and cast an hook, and take up the fish, and first cometh up, when thou hast opened his mouth, and thou shalt find a piece of money, and take and give them unto for me and thee. So, before that, Peter tried to get the answer about the tax, about obeying the honor the ethic. That time, Lord Jesus answered and advised, commanded them to pay the tax. So, we have the example from the late Jesus Christ and also from the Peter that we have to obey the ethic. And then I want to say a few more facts. Here, how much we have to honor them? How much we have to honor them? I like to give an example here. all up to know the Nebuchadnezzar and the Daniel. The Daniel served in the court of Nebuchadnezzar. He honored the king. He respected the king Nebuchadnezzar. He answered the dream of the Nebuchadnezzar. But when he made the golden image and asked them, all of the people, to worship him. The Nebuchadnezzar made a golden image, asked all of his people, princes, governors, captains, judges, treasurers, counselors, and all rulers, has to worship the golden image. But all of worship golden image. But the Daniel did not. God, Daniel denied to worship the golden statue. Because you know who is God and who we have to worship.
Amen.
So there is a limit to honor the earthly king. There is no limit to honor the heavenly king. And next, honor the real king. The real king. Already we have understand the real king. Who is the real king? Who is the real king, sir?
Jesus.
Jesus is the real king. He's the king and he has the kingdom. We are all the citizens of his kingdom. How we have to honor him? I made three difference to honor him. First, we have to honor him by hearing the word. Romans 10th chapter 17th verse, and 1 Corinthians 15th verse and 1-4. And we have to honor him by believing the word. At least 11th chapter, 6th verse, Acts 2:38, John 8:24, and we have to honor him by repenting our sins. Acts 2:8, 2:38, Luke 13:3, Romans 10:9-10, and we have to honor him by confessing that Jesus is the Son of the God. And we have to honor him by baptizing the redemption of our sins. So, these are the steps of the salvation. When we confess that Jesus is the Son of God, we have to be baptized. Then we became the citizen of God, his kingdom. Then he added a baptized person to his kingdom.
Yes.
So then what we have to do is the beginning. It's the beginning of the Christian. It is the starting point of Christian. Then we have to follow the apostolic doctrine. What they did? They have to sing. They sing with the vocal instrument. And They preach and then teach. They preach and then teach. I think you can catch my point. They preach and then teach. I mean, they preach the word of God and try to continue to teach them to stay fast in the word of God. We have to teach them again. One of the problems here you know, in our, in this state or in India, is we have to use to teach them and baptize them into Christ. Then there is no follow-up to them. We are not going to them to teach again. So we have to teach them again. And we have to give. We have to give. How much we have to give? These are all the things, some of the things to honor the Lord Jesus Christ, to honor the King. And here you can see that we have to pray. And some more, a special thing here, you all know that we have to partake in the Lord's Supper to honor the King. We have to honor the King by remembrance of His blood and body. By taking off the wine, we remember His blood. By taking off His by taking off the bread, we remember His body. This is the passion. And then we have some more things. We have to, how we have to honor the King. We have to be faithful until the end. And we have to proclaim His word. And so here some people thought that the preaching is the responsibility of the only the preacher. Some people thought that. It's not like that. Every Christian is a preacher.
Amen.
Every Christian has a responsibility to preach and serve the Lord. I have seen this one in the denomination group. Every member of the denomination try to gather some people and bring the people to the their denomination. Whatever they told, I don't know. But here we have to take this that responsibility. Preaching is not only the responsibility of the preacher. It is the responsibility of every Christian. And we have to honor Him by encouraging our brothers and sisters. And we have to honor with much preparation for His second coming. Much preparation for His second coming. We have a good example there in Matthew 25th chapter, 1st to 4th verses. You all know this example. Five virgins are looking for the bride. So we have to wait. We have to prepare. The Lord Jesus is going to come again. At that time, we have to be prepared. Be prepared for ourselves to be faithful to Him. And we have to honor by loving our brother. We have a good song. I'm not able to recite that one. Love to neighbor as your brother. Love to neighbor as your brother. I'm not able to say that. We have to love our neighbor like as a good sinner. These are all the some of the things. I'm not able to tell all of the things, how we honor the King. But I'm trying to give some examples here. We have to love our neighbor as a good Samaritan, Luke 10 chapter 29-36. And we have to forgive our brothers. We have to forgive our brothers. How we are honored. He shows Himself that on the cross, how we have to forgive. How we have to forgive. How much we have to forgive. if somebody beat him on this time, did he fall you? Now we are going to kick them. But Jesus himself showed that how to fall you on the cross. He forgive all of the people. How many times you have to fall you? 77 times. We have it in the 18th chapter, 24th verse, 35. And one more thing we have to go, a special thing I like to share about my work here. We have to feed the hunger and to give water for the thirsty, to host the stranger by giving shelter and providing clothing and visiting the sick, like this. Maybe Christ is going to be asked to, did you host any stranger? Did you provide clothing to any naked people? Did you take care of any orphan? Did you take care of any mission work? Did you take care of any church work? Did you preach any person? He may ask you. At that time, you have to be asked. And especially, I forget to tell one more thing. We have to honor the ethnic. If we dishonor the ethnic king, he will punish us. We need to pay taxes. We have to obey his rules. If we did not obey his rules, all of the government will be collapsed. He has to provide the roads and airports and stations and then some of the earthly needs. So we must obey the earthly king, but there is a limit there. But there is no limit to honor the heavenly king. Here I like to give this last verse, Romans 13 chapter 1st verse. So we are in need of honor the earthly king and also our heavenly king Lord Jesus. For there is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. There is no authority except from God, and the authorities that exist are appointed by God. So all of the authorities are appointed by God. So we have to respect, we have to honor our earthly king and also our heavenly king. So I have to honor my earthly king, my prime minister, and you have to honor your president, and also we have to honor our heavenly king Lord Jesus Christ in the points I have to say. Maybe you are all able to, you can see here the statue of a golden statue prepared by Nebuchadnezzar. And here I can see some more things here, all of these were. And thank you for your time and precious time. And I'm very grateful to you who are new year to my words. I think you are all able to understand my sermon. The core area of my sermon is we have two kings. All Christians have two kings, earthly king and heavenly king. We have to honor earthly king at some limits. We have to honor heavenly king up to the end, up to his coming. There is no limit to honor the heavenly King, Lord Jesus Christ. So, before first, I read one verse. God was the King of the Israel. Now, the Jesus is the King of the spiritual Israel. We are the spiritual Israel. The church is the spiritual. Thank you for your time. Thank you for the good opportunity for you. Well, Tim and Siva Chitra Pais and Peter Spires and Dixter, I know all of my friends and brothers and sisters. Pray for me and my work and my family and all of my needs. Thank you, sir.